In this segment, we're going to focus on a few financial matters related to the Christmas shopping season, which, as you can no doubt tell by the casualty counts at the store, is now underway. In the rush to get what's on your list and do it in a way that appears to be saving money, you could be making a rather costly mistake. One of those mistakes is not understanding the details about a store credit offer. Here to talk about the pitfalls to watch out for from Card Hub is Jill Gonzalez. Morning, Jill.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And more info about credit cards, gift cards, all things retail and credit. CardHub.com is one of your sanity savers on the web. And what's really a trap door, Jill, this time of year is a lot of stores push what's called deferred interest payments. And, well, they do it in a variety of ways that some are upfront and beneficial. Others are a lot of trap doors, hidden dark corners, and If you miss something or fail to perform something, it could become rather costly. Isn't that true?
It is definitely true. You know, in addition to the regular financing options available during the holiday season, a number of special promotions will be available as well. You know, often advertised with those taglines stating 0% interest for 12 months or special financing. Those are actually those deferred interest plans that you were mentioning. And these plans sound great, but the fine print does reveal how financially disastrous they can be since the regular rate applies retroactively to that entire original balance if you don't pay it in full by the end of the promotional period.
Some of these cases, you might actually wind up saving money taking out one of those high-interest payday loans and buying your gift that way as opposed to some of these deferred interest payment offers.
Well, you know, I always advise that you really should never go with this deferred interest payment plan. A lot of signs will say, you know, 15% off or special financing. More than half of the retailers that offer these deferred interest plans provide consumers with an alternative. And I say always take the alternative. You know, go with the 15% off the bat instead of the special financing.
Or if you need time to come up with the cash to get what you want, there are some stores that do offer a layaway program.
Exactly. Layaway is a better option. Or even putting these things on a regular credit card with regular interest rates is better than this deferred interest plan. I mean, suppose you open a new credit card in order to buy a couple of big ticket items on your kids' Christmas list. Let's say, you know, a laptop and a bicycle totaling $800. If you choose a traditional credit card that offers 0% on new purchases for 6 months and charges a 20% regular interest rate, and let's say you miss your payoff goal by 1 month, so you pay off your total balance in 7 months instead of six, you'll pay $2 in interest. But if you choose a retailer's credit card that offers this deferred interest plan, you will not only pay up to 28 times more interest, so that's $55 now, easily, you know, doing away with any Black Friday deals you might have scored, and it will take you an additional month to become debt-free.
Wow. And, of course, there's a full report at CardHub.com on this matter. As regarding the stores that do offer deferred interest programs, who are one of the two of the best, given if that's your only option, that you're going to have to do it to keep everybody happy for Christmas, and who's one of the ones that you definitely want to avoid?
Well, 70% of major retailers offer a financing option. The best deals come from those retailers that do not use deferred interest but still offer layaway programs or credit card promotions, and those include Target, Nordstrom, and Gap. The worst deals come from retailers that not only push that deferred interest plan, but they're also not transparent about their policies. And that list includes the likes of Pottery Barn, Amazon.com, Lowe's, Macy's.
Looking at some of the other names on the list, the naughty list, I guess we'd say, this time of year, Apple, Dell, Amazon.com, those are high, both online and in-store, high traffic shopping outlets. So those are a lot of people that could fall into those big traps.
Oh, definitely. Companies such as Apple and Amazon, they've really built their brands around providing consumer-friendly products, but they still offer these kind of murky deferred interest plans. So that's misleading and really kind of harmful for people who are wishing to finance this holiday season.
Talking with Jill Gonzalez from Card Hub about store credit cards, deferred interest, and some of the things you want to avoid. CardHub.com on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Certainly, PayPal has been a big use for consumers through online shopping, and there are some places where PayPal is accepted as a means for payment, too, in brick-and-mortar stores. A lot of people don't realize, and there are some retailers that offer the ability to pay through PayPal, which offers a bill-me-later interest option. That's, again, if you're short for the holiday, you could buy sometime that way, a lot less risk.
Yes, and that bill-me-later option, if you do look at the fine print, is one of those deferred interest plans. So just because it doesn't say, you know, deferred interest up front, always read the fine print. And when it says you agree to these terms and conditions, make sure that you read through them.
You know, when it comes to the information, too, a lot of people think that, well, it's a well-used program, deferred interest, referring to here, that, you know, it must be regulated and there's requirements that businesses have to present the information factually and easy to understand. But that's, as they say, transparency isn't always crystal clear.
No, not at all. There is really no regulation as far as how transparent stores need to be with their deferred interest options. And it really runs the gamut. I mean, Walmart is up there as far as transparency goes. Places like Pottery Barn and Amazon, Macy's, they received scores, you know, 3 out of 10, 1 out of 10. So you really, really need to check the fine print in order to understand what you're getting yourself into.
Even you would think a place like Toys R Us, again, given the traffic in this time of year, would be looking to perform at maximum level of transparency, but on a maximum point of 10, they only nailed a 7. Which, again, you would hope for better from that. They're on the higher end of the equation, sure, but that's not perfection.
Exactly, and it's sad to see that, you know, a 7 is a great score on this kind of transparency table of retailers and their deferred interest options. So getting there, but definitely still have a lot of improvement to really educate their customers.
You know, I made the sarcastic remark about it's easy. It would be cheaper to use a payday loan versus some of these deferred interest credit cards, interest programs. I said that, you know, again, very sarcastically. But just like the payday loan industry has been regulated, in some cases, some states even banned and prohibited, is that something that deferred interest payment plans need to have, too? Does some either state or government agency need uniform regulations or even some states preventing stores from instituting these plans?
Well, I don't see that as such a high priority target for legislation as far as, you know, states or like a federal ban or more regulation. But the people at the CFPB, so, you know, the people really in charge of kind of regulating what we're doing, they might be looking at this issue a little more. And if anything, I don't think they'd necessarily ban deferred interest payments, but they might put more regulations on the disclosures and how transparent retailers need to be.
And again, you see the full deferred interest report for CardHub at CardHub.com. And we have a direct link to the report as well at our website. It's, again, it's a matter of being aware and taking the time to read the fine print. Yeah, it might be an annoyance for 5 minutes, but it's going to be a lot less costly than getting hit with a massive penalty for just making an honest mistake or not coming through with the timetable that you're expected to and making a payment for that Christmas gift. And that'll be a happy holiday when that happens. Learn more at CardHub.com about this issue and all things regarding credit cards, gift cards, and all other forms of credit, which, again, empowerment this time of year, given the shopping level that we've all, looks like at least that the stats say, are becoming once again accustomed to. Your information and your knowledge will keep you safe and keep your money more efficiently spent this Christmas season. And from CardHub.com, we've been joined by Jill Gonzalez. Jill, thanks so much for making us a little more smart and aware for Christmas shopping this year.
Thank you, Chris. Happy shopping.